It is so much better. And I'm telling you what I know, because God has worked so many miracles. And it's not like I didn't know, but it's like he has just proved himself to me over and over again. And when you get faithful to him, even the small things, even the small things. I'm telling y'all, everybody know my daughter developed shingles Christmas. And most people, those things get on them, they spread. And we had prayer New Year's night, and those things dried up in a week. Dried up in a week. Because I knew he was going to do it. No matter what it is, I knew he was going to do it. Let me tell y'all just a little testimony. One night, I was when I get home, I pull off my contacts because I have to have my contacts at work to see. And I can't wear the glasses because with the glasses and my mask, it fogs up and I be wiping fog all day. So I went home. When I get home, I pulls my contacts off. Now, my extra bedroom is where all of my little makeup and stuff is I put on. It's in the other bedroom. So I go in there. I pull my contacts off. I look at them when I put them in the solution because they're on my finger. Put them both in the solution. I got up the next morning to put my contacts on. I couldn't find but one. And I looked. And looked, I gotta go to work. I looked everywhere, because you know, just at the under the dresser and on the carpet, red carpet, so I should see a shiny contact. No contact. So I got some colored contacts. So I put them on, but I don't like them. And because one irritates me, and there's only two I got. I done ordered some more, but they hadn't come in yet. But I wore them to work that day, and I come back home. I said, Lord, you know I got to have them contacts. You know I need them contacts, Lord. And that's what I said. I looked everywhere for them contacts. I looked, moved everything on the dresser. This in the room now. I didn't find the contacts. So finally I went and filled the tub up. And I had to go to the bathroom, number one, all right? Okay, so I sat down. Y'all, I'm sitting there in my bathroom, just like this. I look down. The contact is right between my legs. One contact on a white floor between my legs and a room that they had no business. And this is the next day that, you know, we could have walked on it all because it's just one contact. I'm like, thank you, Lord. I said, you just showing out. Just even a little contact. I said, you just showing out. But those are the things that God will do. And I'm bragging on God, because I'm just so elated and so I'm just expecting to see what God is going to do. Because he's going to do some things. He's going to do some things. Everybody thinking like, okay, church is dead. And that, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to see a movement of God like we have never seen before. And I'm just so excited. So excited. So excited. Because God is just awesome. He's just awesome. Just awesome. And I'm going to read, I think it's one more scripture, and then I'm going to be done. If I find it. Okay, I guess it's not for me to read. But I just want to encourage you tonight to find out who God says you are. Then he will show you your purpose. But you got to know who you are, who he called you to be. There's no time for no more doubt. There's no time for no more questions. He need his people to stand up and step out. So you got to know who you are, but find out who you are, what he says you are. And then you'll know your purpose. When you finally know who he says you are and believe what he says you are. Because he said you are the healed, you are the free, you are the rich, you're the head, you're not the tail, you're above, you're not beneath. Stop settling for anything anybody says. Stop settling. Stop settling. And settle for God. You can't go wrong. Like I said, it's an asset. It's an asset to add him to your life. It's an improvement. There's nothing he can do to bring you down because he loves you. He gave his son for you. If he gave his son for you, why would he turn around and want to tear you down? He gave his son and he want to turn around and tear you down. He wants you begging and bombing and living paycheck to paycheck. No, 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 no. No. He said, accept him. Accept my word. And watch me work. Hallelujah.